One of the really important things when working out a chastity training plan with your mistress is a frank discussion of your personal limits. Personal limits will have everything to do with your lifestyle, experience, and preferences. What I mean by lifestyle is that, well, you know, the rules for a single guy living alone would be far different from the rules for a married man living with his family. For experience, I'm talking about actual time locked up. If you've never been locked up before, don't say, "Mistress, I want to be locked up for a full year," because chances are I'll make you do it and you'll be miserable. It's something that's going to have to be built up too. You see, I have chastity pets that want to be denied indefinitely, and I have pets who want to come once a week. So, if you're interested in chastity, I suggest you send me an email or hit me up on Messenger, and we need to work out the logistics. Some of the things that you'll need to think about before we start a chastity regimen would be what you find arousing about being locked. What are your chastity goals? I mean, do you want to do this long term? Or do you just want to put the cage on and play for a little while? How long can you go between sexual release? What is your current lifestyle like? Do you have any other interests or fetishes you would like to include in your chastity program? And have you purchased the cage yet? So if chastity interests you, like I said, send me an email and let's figure out something out for playtime.